say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. I have a special one for y'all today. It's not very often I get to have kids on the show, but they are adult supervised. I want all y'all to know that. There is adult supervision going on here today. Nobody let their kids run loose with me. I'm just going to let them intro it. The Rochelle family, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Doing pretty good. Josh, how are you?
I'm good. I want y'all to know before your dad and mom tell us who y'all are, y'all make the coolest videos to me. I love everything I've seen y'all do. Y'all have so much fun. I love seeing families interact on social media. You guys are just the coolest to me. Like I love everything y'all do. Y'all are really the coolest kids on social media. I want y'all to know that.
And
that
could be my
birthday. Oh, it's about to be
his birthday.
When's your birthday?
A week from today.
My daughter's is the 26th.
Yeah, that's his.
Oh, okay.
He'll be 5 years old.
Mine'll be 13 going on. Jesse,
that's
30.
Little Ernest. And then we have Jackson, who's little Hardy, and baby Posty. And then we've got Harper back here, and that's little Wallen or little Laney. They play a bunch of different characters.
I've watched all of y'all's videos. I'm telling y'all, y'all have the most fun out of any kids on social media.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You're
so much fun making videos.
We just have missed each other so many times. I think I talked to y'all 4 or 5 months ago. We had one of the riders of Waiting the Truck On. And she was talking about everything with writing that song. And I think right after that's when we talked to y'all the first time. And I'd already seen y'all's videos, but it was the coolest thing to me to have us kind of connect. It's my dream to have y'all do one of the podcasts. I want y'all to make one of the podcasts.
What?
You think you can do that, little Hardy?
Yep.
I might make you the intro of my show if you do it.
I can do well all that.
You can do little Ernest.
You do good, little Ernest. I've seen it. And little Laney back there. I'm friends with some of her friends. You're just the cutest kid. Like all of y'all are. What's been your favorite video y'all have done so far?
I can't choose.
Which one?
I'm about to
say that.
Anybody got
it
on
Josh?
Yeah,
a rock star. A rock star?
From Hardy.
I can't choose.
Hardy's rock star.
My favorite Ernest song is Sal Song.
Flower Shop is his favorite Ernest song.
I love Flower Shop.
Yeah, for his rock star thing. Have you seen that one where he like dressed up as
and
like.
And the poetry song and all that.
Yeah, the one like.
Yeah, he did all of the different, all of the legends that Hardy dressed up as.
Okay.
So we made a video, so he was like Kurt Cobain, and
he did everyone like Fred Durst.
Yeah, everybody.
That is so cool. Who gets the ideas to do these? Do y'all do them as a family?
We all do that.
That would come up with something, and I'll kind of direct them in like where, like how we can make it work. They'll come up with their little ideas.
The idea, then he directs it, and I got a book.
And so they'll just all day. They'll have because they homeschool. They'll come up with an idea, and they'll be texting me all day while I'm at work. It's like, hey, listen to this lyric. This is perfect. And they'll come up with a video idea, and then I'll come home and we'll make something happen.
Do you know how smart y'all have to be? Do y'all know how smart you kids have to be to come up with ideas like that and be as young as you are?
I know.
Y'all are too cool. What's been, because I've seen y'all's social media, and I've seen where y'all've got to meet a lot of people. What's been the coolest thing you've got to do?
What did you get to do recently?
Going to age.
And Jackson,
me too.
The boys got to get on stage with Bailey a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sis, whenever we go to shows and stuff, Sis kind of hangs out with us, and she's a little more. She's not as wild as she is on the talk and all that, but she kind of hang out and watch the boys with us, but. Here's their little collection of all the different people that they met.
Yeah, tell me a bunch of the artists on there.
Party, Hardy Five, Warren Ziders, Jordan Davis, Ernest, Mitchell Tenpenny, Dylan Marlowe, Ella Langley. Ella Langley, Dylan Marlowe, Lainey Wilson, Benson Boone, Wallen, Taylor, Nate. Okay, my mind's blank. Lee, Trey Lewis, Bailey Zinnerman, Jelly Roll. Who's this? Dylan Wheeler, whatever. Okay, I can't do it anymore.
We got Luke Combs, and then Chase Matthew, Cole Wetzel, Bonnie. Teddy Swims is up here. And then we've got Colby Cooper, and who was that one? They've got to review it every now and then so they don't forget who it is. Oh, yeah, then we got some on the side. We tried to do some on the side.
But it just didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out. So we had, like, Caden McGuire and Andrew Sevener sign it. But it kind of faded, so we'll have to get back with it.
I've got to meet a lot of cool people, and you guys have got to meet more than me. I'm jealous of y'all.
That was all in, like, less than a year and a half, too.
That's crazy. Did y'all think y'all would ever get to hang out with some of those people?
No.
Definitely
not. Yeah, I get fun.
But the only
person missing is Post Malone.
Well, I think we can make enough videos to get Post Malone to sign it. He's a heck of a nice guy. He's friends with a lot of my buddies now. And I think we can make a lot of noise for you. Post, get it signed for you.
We've got a lot of Post Malone videos coming up soon because
we ordered all the outfits.
We got a bunch of different outfits for everybody. So we've got everybody to do the collab with.
Am I gonna look get light on?
He's been growing his hair out to be like Ernest and Harry, Hardy's drummer.
I'm gonna grow my hair. I could be like
Hardy. Y'all are too cool to me. I'm telling you, like, this is, y'all are just so neat. I think probably a lot of people that watch y'all probably think that, like, mom and dad come up with a bunch of these ideas and want y'all to do it. But it's obvious that you guys are the ones that want to do it and you love it.
Yep.
We all can do video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Force him. Nobody forces us. We force him every day.
Yeah.
I bet. I try to tell my daughter all the time. That is, she'll do stuff with me that we'd be rich, but my daughter doesn't want to do anything because she's 13 and a butthead. Don't grow up to be buttheads. Always listen to your mama and daddy and be nice to them, because once you hit about 13, you don't like us no more, and then we got to fight all the time. Y'all don't do that to your mama and daddy. Y'all seem too sweet. Yeah, show me what you drew,
he's
Hardy.
He's a little drawer.
Me too.
He's the artist of the family.
So that is really cool.
He likes to draw like caricature.
And
characters
he's drawing
and stuff.
Our merch.
Me too.
I don't envy a pucker.
So yeah, he's well, you can. He drew like little pictures for all the different artists.
Me too.
Yeah, they've both been drawing different pictures for like a lot of different artists, and they wanted to put them on shirts, but I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble, so we.
Somebody would probably be a jerk. I mean, in all honesty,
I
would hope they wouldn't. But if y'all, and somebody might.
That's the little Hardy one.
I love that one.
I wear my little wall one every day.
Yeah, so they have their own versions of all of the drawings on the shirt. But yeah, we just want to know how to go about it and do it the right way. So
I think you just pretty much have to ask and get a copyright from them that is okay to use their likeness.
Wallen, who was it? Wallen,
the first that he used to be a landscape for.
Yeah, Ballin, who used to be a landscaper for the lady that owns
the company.
Yeah, she's making the shirts.
She reached out to us about wanting to put the drawings on a shirt, and it's somebody that's close to Wallen. And so that was what was cool about it, is that's who made it, is like someone he was working for before he got.
Whenever you hear him like telling his stories, like back in the day, and he's talking about he was landscape, and that's who he was working for. And she was on one of our, like, we were live one time. We don't go live very often, and we were live, and she had said something about getting this put on the shirts. And we're like, hey, that's a pretty cool idea. And she's like, well, I'd screen print. And so she put a few drawings on some shirts for us.
Well, I imagine y'all would have an advantage to something like that most people wouldn't. When y'all make videos of these artists' songs, you're giving them so much attention on that song that there's probably a good trade-off there. They would be like, yeah, y'all can use my likeness. Y'all keep making videos and stuff with our music. You can definitely do that.
Yeah,
it's your first podcast.
Well, I'm glad I'm your first podcast.
We've been on 3 interviews, but this is our first podcast.
Yeah, they got you on 3 radio interviews.
So we can see you some, all right?
Yeah, there we go.
So who, all right, so Post Malone's, have y'all met him yet?
No.
Is that the only big one you have? Is that the only big one you haven't met yet that you want to meet?
They say, every time they meet somebody, they say that's the last, like, this is the last person we got to get, but then it's always somebody.
Wait, Brooks and Dunn is somebody too. We get to see them in March. That's already cool. Set up.
March 25th, right? Get out of the country wet.
Yeah, the country legend. So maybe like Alan Jackson, George Strait,
Dolly,
and Dolly Parton, and then
we were going to rock the country. We were hoping we could get Hank Williams Jr., but
yeah.
We ended up going to that.
He's about particular anyway. I love old Hank, but he's one of those, from what I know, this is second party. I know his son's been on the show, Sam Williams. I think he's kind of set in his ways that does what he has to do, and he's ready to get back hunting and fishing. I don't think he cares anything about social media or anything. I'm sure he'd be grateful. Don't get me wrong.
We've done some video. We did one with him in it.
Yeah,
and,
Harper was
the one.
Don't go into that one. Yeah. This one stirs up something.
I'm sure he knows.
But we made a little parody that went, like, a lot of people found it funny, and some got offended, but like it was all like in good humor. And
I have a hard time finding to where anybody gets offended by you guys though and anything that you do, because it's so wholesome and it's just so sweet and playful, everything that y'all do. I don't know how anybody gives y'all hell.
Yeah, when we started doing this, like the first few times we started getting and the first times we got hate, we were kind of confused, like, yo, like, where is that coming from? That's a little out there, you know, like some of the attacks that we get. And, we've kind of discovered more about, like, why people don't like seeing, like, kids on social media, because, like.
One video, there were literally glitches from going through all the hate comments.
Yeah, so we usually try to make sure that they don't see them, but every now and then they kind of hear us talking, so, like. We had like one video that got so much because they're not allowed to look at the comments unless we're like watching it.
Y'all want to know something funny about reading comments, kids? I don't read the comments on any of my stuff because there's a lot of people in this world that are just, they're not happy people, and they just want to say negative things about happy people because they're not happy. So it's just best not to read them. You're not missing nothing by not reading
them.
Make people there.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So we'll go through and like block out stuff, and we'll let them see like all the good stuff. And
I always focus on the good stuff.
A lot of times, the people are just trying to be funny. Sometimes, you know, it's like little humorous. Some of them are funny. Like some of them will say some stuff, and like I'll get a kick out of it, and I'll be like, "Touche! Like you got it there, dude. Like that's a good one." But some of them is just like calling out like different things, like child abuse and stuff like that.
Definitely it's not
like,
child abuse. There's nothing.
Like people like saying like CPS, call CPS, and all this different stuff.
I posted a video about 2-3 weeks ago, and it's my daughter shaving my back. My daughter's fitting me 13. Yeah, and it's blown up on a lot of platforms and everything. And that's what a lot of people say is like, oh my God, you're abusing her. It's like, first off, I own this child until she's 18 years old. If I want her to shave my back, she can shave my back. It's not a big deal. There's nothing bad about it where I could, like, it's no big deal. I can't reach back there. I'm fat. Like, if I want her to do it, to do it. It's just people don't get, y'all are a wholesome family. Obviously, like you can tell everyone's loved in your family. They don't get that what you're doing is fun for you guys. The same way when me and my daughter are talking trash to each other on social media, people will get on my butt about it. Like, you shouldn't talk to her that way. And I'm like, you don't know my kid. And like, she's mean. Like, I'm the one that gets verbally abused. Not her. People just don't understand a happy dynamic. Like that, and that's usually what they're like. They think that there's more to it. They think that because of, you know, documentaries about kids working and all this kind of stuff in Hollywood, y'all aren't in Hollywood. Like y'all are a family that obviously has morals. Like you're like, it's not the same thing.
No. And yeah. And like a lot of times, like people assume we like cashing in on this and like, we're not in like the, we don't make long form stuff for TikTok, so we don't get paid through TikTok really for any views.
Yeah.
And we don't get Instagram Reels bonus, or yeah, we didn't get it.
We're not approved for that.
Yeah. And
well, y'all should be. It's sad that y'all aren't.
And so here recently, we finally started like discovering how to get work with brands a little bit more. So like, we've gotten some stuff, and a lot of times we just like connect with different brands. Like, that's one thing that kind of stinks about having our Instagram taken down. It's like, we can't connect with everybody. Like, everybody's kind of, there's a lot of good people out there that like to see our content, like to help us with different things. Like, I mean, we got like our hats and stuff, like nothing fancy.
And Spruce Plume.
Yeah, like
and Stetson.
Like cool gifts and stuff like that. And then we get to go see a lot of artists and all that. A lot of times it's from people reaching out through like our Instagram.
Well, I hope y'all end up getting it back, or at least your next one blows up. It's just did y'all have a business page?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you already had a business page. It makes no sense to me why your stuff was took down. I get the age verification. Well, I can't talk tonight.
Verification.
There, thank you. Thank you very much. But it's obvious that y'all are running it as family. Like, there's so much worse out there. Like, focus on the horrible stuff that's on social media.
Like the hate that we get instead of...
Yeah, leave the happy families alone. I think, though, too, and because I'm kind of shocked that y'all aren't cashing in, because I'm one of those people, I'm about a dollar. Like, don't get me wrong. I always say morals over money. Don't get me wrong. As long as I'm not going against anything that I believe in, I think you ought to be able to make some money off of what you're doing on social media. And you guys, I want to see you cash in, but... I think, and a lot of people probably don't see it the way that I do, like, y'all have an opportunity to, you got three youngins right here. You got an opportunity to go ahead and pay for college. You got an opportunity, life-changing money.
Yeah, we've kind of figured out how to, like, start, we've started making, like, different brand deals and stuff. We don't get paid from the apps, though. And, a lot of things, like, a lot of our ads, like, they're not even in. Like, a lot of times, like, I'll just show, like, a product or, like, showcase a product or review something. And, like, we'll do, like, some brand deals like that. And, I don't want to talk about where all of that goes. But some of it is going, like what you said. Like, their future and all that.
Well, even if it's not, like, I've said this to a lot of my friends, because, like, where I'm from, I'm a big fish in a small pond in my community. Like, I travel back and forth between here to Nashville to record and all that. But a lot of people where I live, I've been doing this for 8 years. They don't understand how I make money off of social media. They don't understand what the time and effort that goes into it.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them just see, I posted a minute long video and me not having to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to work, and they stay mad as hell all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they get bitter. And I imagine that's probably where some of the hate comes from with you guys, is they're like, oh, they're just cashing in. But I want to see y'all cash in. I want to see y'all have your dream house. I want to see y'all make life-changing money. Them youngins be able to go to any concert they want to go to. All right.
It's two of those are true.
Do what?
I said two of those are right.
Already that we haven't? Well, yeah, I don't always go to every concert, but a lot of concerts.
But not the one.
They're really sad.
We were supposed to leave for Knoxville tonight, but...
Yeah, that's what Jesse did for his birthday. He was hoping to see Ernest, and he's not getting to see him.
Well, Ernest plays at a lot of 21 and up places,
When he comes through,
they've missed him a couple of times.
I don't know him personally at all, but I'll guarantee from the stuff I know about him, little fella, if y'all were to let him know, make a video saying that you wanted to hear him for your birthday, that dude's a good heart, and he's a good dad from what I've seen.
I'd
imagine he'd go above and beyond to make sure you got to hear him.
We're going to get to one day because I know, like, a lot of, like, because we've been to some places where it's 21 and up, and, like, even places that, like, we know, like, we're, like, tight with, like, kind of just explained to us, like, kind of the position that we put them in. So, I usually don't ever push that. I'm like, yeah, we understand. But, like, there's been a few places that are, like, as long as they stay right here within this certain area. And I'm like, I can't make them. They're not going to stay in that one spot all night. So, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like, is it worth it? So, we're just like, y'all going to see him. He's going to come through somewhere soon. So. Yeah, they did get to meet him, though.
That's good. My daughter's turning 13 next week, and she's going to her first big concert this weekend. Like, we're going to see Coe Wetzel this weekend.
We still might be going next Wednesday.
But, I wouldn't take her when she was young. And we get invited to go to stuff because of the show. Like, people ask us, and like I said, y'all have got to be way cooler people. I love my friends and the people we're on the road with and all that kind of stuff. But there's some big name folks that y'all have been around. But there's been people that's told her and me, be like, hey, you can bring Gracie. We love her. We love everything she does on social media, talking trash to you and all this kind of stuff. Like, please, come on, we'll make content or whatever. And I think that you kind of, with those 21 and up places, I think it's okay to wait. I think it's till they get a little bit more, you know, to where you can look away for a second, because you can't keep your eyes on them the whole time. And with me too, I'm such a, I don't know, you're a girl dad too. Like, I'm not taking my youngin' around to where she's going to get pushed on by some drunk or something like in those places. I might be ugly. Like, I have to be careful where I take her to. She's been to some of our shows in Nashville now when we're recording live up there. But everybody just treats her like she's the little princess walking around.
We usually try to kind of avoid, like, getting into, because I'm not going to even say what concert it was, but we went somewhere that, even the security was kind of being a little bit, I had to take myself out of the,
so we didn't even get to see the concert.
Like, we were like, nope, let's go ahead. We got to go because I'm going to get in trouble. Because it was jam-packed like that. So we usually try to, like, avoid situations where it's just too many people. Because, you know, concerts leads to alcohol and then people acting fool.
Well, it's good that you realize that, though, because, like, they're going to get a lot of opportunities. If one's wrong for you, you just got to kind of bite the bullet on it. Be like, this one just doesn't fit. This isn't what we wanted it to be. Like, safety is a better, you know, that should be the priority. But y'all get plenty of chances to do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, the way with marketing and everything is with social media, there's a lot of people that want the wholesome thing, that they're tired of the super trashy. You know, like the trashy sales, the drama sales or whatever. But I think a lot of people are coming back around, especially country artists. They want wholesome. Yeah. They really want that. And you guys, y'all are like marketing person's dream. Like, if I owned my own marketing company, I would sign you guys to the biggest deal I could sign you to. And I would imagine.
Yeah, you still hear him say that.
Hey, I'm telling you, there's no way it's not going to happen. Of all the friends that I've got that started off just on TikTok and stuff, and now they're representing marketing companies up in Nashville and that kind of stuff, there's no way y'all aren't going to get to the point that doesn't happen for you guys, to where life might get a little aggravating, But they're gonna be like, oh no, this is what we want. Like this, it's the coolest thing. Y'all are gonna be on album covers. I'll guarantee you're gonna be on an album cover.
But it's good.
I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Yeah, like, we're trying to make sure that everybody's.
Y'all are doing a good job. I can see all y'all pretty well.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, so like with the code thing, Code Wetzel, since y'all are going there, like whenever we first started doing this, we had a chance to take them to a code show, and we're like, we'll leave them at home. Like, because I've seen Code before. Like,
yeah,
we've been Code fans since he's
before he
blew up. And so, we went and saw him a while ago. And I'm like, they don't need to go to a Code show. And so, but he kind of changed up like some of the things he says in between the songs.
Yeah,
and I'm okay with some, like, I mean, I try not to say too many bad words around them, but I'm okay like with some language they know better. But like, I don't like adult.
Yeah, you just got to know, like, Code Wetzel's Code.
But he doesn't do it anymore.
But he doesn't do it. We can't say for sure, but the ones we've been to, they never had anything where I was like, cover their ears quick.
Well, I think, but you got to remember too, I don't know if y'all know who Brian Martin is. Brian Martin's one of our close friends.
We haven't gotten to see him yet because he was sick or something at the Wallen show.
Yeah.
We went to.
Yeah. He was opening up for Wallen for a while this year.
Yeah.
I'll hook y'all up with him too. Awesome. I want to hook y'all up with him and Will Mosley. Because they would love to have y'all just be a part of anything that they do. You got to know what people like Brian or Co or Cody Jinks or anybody like that. You got to know what crowd you're going to, but their demographic, they're feeding into their demographic. Like, you're not going there dressed in slacks and a button-down T-shirt and a tie on to go see Code Wetzel. You're going there to get rowdy. It's just best to know. Now, I'm sure you could take your youngins to any Wallen show, Hardy or Ernest or Brooks and Dunn or anything at Laney. Like, I'm sure you could go do that, but there's some people like, and those are usually the guys I like. I like the rowdy guys anyway.
Poe's one of their favorite people. Well,
They like Morgan Wallen and Sarah Bailey. They're dying for me to tell you about their first Code concert they got to go to a rowdy one, and it was amazing.
Bad people climbing up the rails.
So we go to a Code Wetzel in the Woodlands. And so me and Hannah went for our anniversary in April. And we were surprised. Like, hey, like he didn't really talk too. Like, we could bring the kids to that. So we bring them in June, right? So we go in June and we go to the Woodlands. Hold on. So we go to the Woodlands, and there ends up being like a weather delay and stuff. And so, you know, they're already rowdy. Like, now you're making a bunch of rowdy people get all bunched up and they're all like waiting, impatient and stuff. And so a couple of guys get up at the top when it's storming down rain, and the guy is like takes his shirt off and he's swinging it around.
Of the flagpoles.
No, he's just standing at the top of so he starts chugging his drink and he starts swinging his shirt around. Then everybody starts getting up there with him. Then they start climbing up. They climbed all the way to the top of the pavilion.
The guy that started got arrested.
And so, the guy got arrested eventually. And but they got pretty wild. It was funny though, and it was a wild.
Got the car.
They want me to tell you about the car. Yeah. Yeah. So on the way back, a lot of people were rowdy, and so like we're walking, and this car comes flying by and hops up the curb like right behind us, and just flies onto the sidewalk.
We just got off the sidewalk.
Yeah, so like that was another lesson kind of early on, like with like us going to different shows and stuff. It's like, we usually either leave early or we kind of wait it out. So we'll sit there and everybody will be almost out the thing, and we'll be sitting there waiting. And like when everybody's out, I'm like, all right, let's take our leave now. If we don't beat the crowd.
Kids, right there is why you don't drink or do drugs. Just remember, it's always way better to never do that stuff.
When I grow up, I always said instead of shotgunning beer, I'm going to shotgun Sprite.
Well, I hope you keep that attitude. Oh, man. Y'all are so cool to me.
You forgot about the culture.
Some guy. Oh, they got to see some fun stuff that night. They got introduced it. So some guy and some guy was like trying to get into his truck, and him and his old girl were fighting, and like he was chasing the truck down. It was like we take them the other way. I'm like, okay, like, that was enough of that.
We waited in the parking lot to a minute.
We waited until every single person was out of there.
Cause we didn't want to get.
But how fun was that? How fun was that show though?
Fun.
That was one of the funnest co-shows that I've been to.
You forgot about the part with the Paul and Reed, the guy.
Okay, well, that's enough on that one. It was that was their first co-show, and it turned out like any really first co-show.
I kind of liked it. I kind of like that Co's burned into y'all's brain now. It seems like that's really one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And Harper got to arrest him. We went to the last show.
Yeah. I got to arrest him.
Because she was dressed up as the cop.
Don't for baby.
Or not the last show. One of the shows we went to.
San Antonio. And, yeah, so they were dressed up like the whole.
I said something. He didn't know what I said. And he said, what? I said, hand behind your back.
So she dressed up like the cop for like February 28th thing. And so we had it. He was dressed up as Co-Wetzel. That was a cop. And Jesse was a Taco Bell worker.
Cool. Hey, yeah. I was thinking about this a while ago. Y'all just said that and it reminded me when we got the phone. When you was talking about how, like, for those who don't know, their accounts got suspended at like 100,000 followers on Instagram. If none of you listeners knew that. But like, it's for age verification, right? Like they just because you're posting videos. Have y'all ever
paid for the meta verification too? So like it was in her name. So like the driver's license was like submitted on file and everything, and we still got shut down.
Even
for
talking
age
to them on the phone.
Oh yeah, and they assured us because we got shut down like August 3rd. We got shut down for like age. And so then we got it fixed. We submit our driver's license, got it fixed. And the first thing we did was like go apply for the verification support. And so like whenever we got accepted, we talked to somebody on the phone and we're like, will this happen to us anymore? Like since if we're paying for verification, we get that set up. Do we have to worry about this? And they're like, no, like you'll be good. Like your identity is in our systems. You're okay. Like, so September 8th, we got shut down again while we're still paying for verification. And so then we got it fixed. And then 4 or 5 days later.
It was 5 days.
Yeah, 5 days later. 4 days. And then we got kicked off again for age. And we're still verified. We still paid for the support and everything. And so, like, in between that time, we were trying to figure out why did we get kicked off again. And we couldn't get in touch with support or anything. Like, because we couldn't get another person. We couldn't get another person on the phone. So, so we're trying for days to figure out how to get somebody on the phone. We couldn't get like a person to actually talk to from like Meta support. And then we ended up getting shut down again. And so since that was like our third time to be shut down, that's like, they said that's permanent.
Yeah. I think I found a loophole for you. Well, it'll probably be hard for you to get that account back. Hopefully that some way, somehow you can. I think that if you and your wife are in any of the videos in any capacity, like maybe a security guard standing in the background.
Yeah. So see, we talked about doing that too.
Yeah. I think that's what you would have to do.
Yeah. And so we talked about doing that, but, and like we were told that like, we should be fine. Cause there's a lot of kids that make videos and stuff. Yeah.
There's kids that have tons where there's not even an adult present and not.
Yeah, because there's like some people that like have like millions of people and like their parents are not in one single video, and we're in some of the videos, so like we're told that we should be okay, and that like it should be fine.
A lot of the pictures that we post, they're in them.
And so like we may have to look into that going forward, like with.
Well, you just want to. Do you know who Ginger Billy is?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so he's one of the first big podcasts that I did 3 or 4 years ago. And he told me something and I'll remember it forever. But when it comes to like these community guidelines, like you can't, if they can find a way to get you for something, they're going to. The more that you play along with the rules, the less that they can actually get you for.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what, if they're going to get you because somebody's under 13 or whatever it's supposed to be, I don't even know. Like just beat the system. Put yourself in everything to where they can't fuss about it. to where it's you just can't. It's I know it kind of makes you probably got to do some stuff you're not super comfortable doing.
Oh, I don't even care. I'll do whatever. The main thing is like
all our business connections too.
Well, yeah. The main thing with it, like I tried to put me in more of them, but then I was like, man, it's like it's hard to like video at all. So like I'd get Hannah to help some, and she's just like, I usually video all of it, and so. Yeah, we just had to figure out how we're going to do it going forward. Some because like we were talking about that too. Like we wanted to get security shirts and all that, and like just
I think you could do something that's just cliche.
And I think it'd be funny too because like you know how many videos they have of like security guards that go viral, or it's just like a funny part of the song or something. The security guard does something, or security guard just like sitting there vibing out or something.
I think that would probably be the only way that, because I guess some of these things with these algorithms and these AIs now, they're looking for everything to get you. They're looking for something to get you. And when you have enough people reporting it, like I've had videos that's got pulled and I know that there's really nothing wrong with it, but there's just enough that it is against community guidelines. But you gotta really want to dig in there. You got to be somebody who doesn't like me to do it. But if you beat the system, if you like play along with it, I mean, it kind of takes away from it a little bit, I would say. But also too, your kids are getting to do what they want to still. The parent, y'all are part of it. It's fun. I mean, it's all fun. I want to see y'all do great. I want to see y'all do some really cool things. Like I said, if I owned a marketing company, and it kind of blows my mind that nobody like that's reached out to you guys, or maybe they have.
Well, we've started getting like in touch with more people recently. So like, we had something where like we tried to like work with some people or work with somebody, and without saying too much, like we've got signed up for different different companies. Like we weren't aware of it. We got signed up for different companies, and and then we were like marked inactive when we like decided not to work with anybody and just do everything on our own. And so we've kind of figured that out. So now we're able to work with more people, and that's like a recent thing within like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's going to be, there's no way, especially in Nashville or maybe somewhere like Austin, there's going to be a country based marketing company that is going to see y'all stuff eventually. And maybe they just overlooked it by now, but there's no way they're not going to see y'all and be like, okay, they're finna make us rich and we're going to make them rich. Like, it's too wholesome. It's too good. The kids enjoy it. Like it's all around. It's perfect. It's perfect.
You're back here trying to fight over camera space. That's if you notice them going back and forth right now,
y'all are fine.
A hostile battle going on right now.
I'll let you get back in.
Well, you're all doing great. First off, we still got a couple more minutes, but you guys are doing great. What is some stuff that y'all want to do when you grow up? Just curious. Like, either one of y'all want to be in country music?
We all do. I want to be
a rock singer.
I want to be a rock trumpet.
Yeah, rock country.
Me too.
If they don't have something to do with playing music, like they're still like from so everything that they're gonna be learning from, like because like we've dealt with a lot of different people in the music industry now, so they're kind of getting to see how a lot of things go, you know,
from sound, lights, management.
Yeah,
like I mean, they've seen everything. Like they literally have the world at their fingertips. Like it's the stuff that they've gotten to do at your little fingertips.
What's funny, kids, is you guys are probably getting a better degree, a more of an education in the music business at your age than most of us got. I just turned 37. You guys have had more experiences and been around some more people than I have, and I work in the industry. Like, you guys are not that you won't have to work for it, but you'll have chances that kids, you know, there's a little boy that plays my show every once in a while. If y'all have never looked up, his name is Miles Gee. I don't know if y'all know Miles or not, Miles, about 2 years ago, Miles just turned 11. I think the first time he played my show in Nashville, Miles got picked on at his middle school talent show. He played way more blues by Waylon Jennings. Somebody sent me the video. I reached out to him, and I brought him in front of a crowd of about 200-300 people at our show in Nashville. I surprised everybody, and Miles got up there and played way more blues in front of Trey Lewis, Priscilla Block. There was a lot of people there that night, and it was just it was the coolest thing ever.
That's awesome.
What I told Miles that night is the same thing I'm gonna tell you guys. If you're passionate about something and you're having fun, what you're doing doesn't matter if another kid says anything to you. They can't do what you're doing. They're not going to get the opportunities that you're getting. You have fun and you enjoy this. And if you want to do music when you get older, you just keep doing what you're doing right now and you have fun with it. Like, you're getting better opportunities to do what you want than they'll ever get. My daughter, still to this day, she does not get it because I'm friends with certain people. She just went on a writer's retreat with us to the beach with a guy who just got second on American Idol, he's had two number twos in the past 6 months. And like, Gracie doesn't care because it's just her Uncle Will. Like, you guys are going to have those people to where it's like, hey, Uncle Co, or hey, Uncle Jelly Roll, I want to go on tour with you and I want to learn how to write music. And they're going to love you so much. They're going to be like, of course, come on. Yeah. Let's go. Let me teach you.
He got to come up minimum now.
What did he say?
I think he said it. He said he got a lot of management now.
He does, but he's, from what I know about him, he's an him and his wife are extremely good people. I know y'all got a chance to meet them, but they're great.
We met him,
they're great.
Oh, yeah, it was really cool meeting them. It was like,
we got to be at the show.
His show is so big now. We just went to it the other day. That's why he's bringing that up. It's so big. It's so, his whole set. I mean, it's getting a lot to be like, a lot like Morgan Wallen's. Like,
yep.
And that was one of the coolest things ever. It's not even like meeting. It's not even like just like meeting Morgan Wallen. It was like getting to meet like everybody there. So it's like when you meet his team and you meet everybody and they like talk so highly of that guy and like these are people that work for him and just you see all those people and how much goes into that. It was just like
and he takes care of his people. Like
everyone that we talked to like said that he's very like good to his people and like they've all been with him for a long time and like it was amazing to see like an operation like that because like a lot of times we go through there and it's just like everybody's just kind of just people there doing something.
We got to sit where like we saw all of his band, all the backup singers came out like they were going through like the hallway to go on stage.
You're talking about Jelly Roll. We're talking about Wall.
Oh,
so like he's like the Jelly Roll is getting his. Like we went to go see Warren Zeiders too, and so
well, that's where we're backstage.
Yeah, and so like we got to see a little bit into that, and I mean it was just it's amazing like to see like how the growth there. Like,
that's gonna be the coolest thing for y'all. Y'all are gonna get to grow up in that.
Yeah, but they get to see like the difference of like people like growing, and then they get to see everything like behind it.
They're a management company.
Yeah, they said their mom and dad are always.
They're part of their management company. Yeah.
Well, y'all are going to get
they're a part of their management.
Y'all will get to name your own. Like, y'all, I'm telling you, y'all.
And see, that's one thing, like, we always talk about it too. So, like, I was never really on social media much. I mean, everybody has Facebook, I think. But I had, like, a Facebook from high school. And so, like, I whenever we made our first few TikTok videos, I've finally like I still don't even have it. Well, no, I do have my own now, but Hannah showed me some videos and I was like, man, we can make some good videos like that. We started making videos then
I saw a grown man
that did like a Morgan Wallen impression and I was like, yeah, it'd be fun. Like, cause like Hardy's like their guy. I was like, it'd be funny to do like a Hardy thing. And like, it's a kid version of them. And that's kind of where that all started.
I remember one day we were like, we went drove around our whole entire neighborhood listening to every single Hardy song he had.
That was all the time.
Y'all are the coolest. Yeah, I'm telling y'all. But, y'all are the coolest to me. Like, this is, I'm glad that I'm y'all's first podcast. No one's going to do this better. Like, y'all are the best. Like, y'all are just the coolest.
Well, you see, like, one thing that, like, I started to notice when we started doing, like, videos and stuff, I'm kind of looking into how much goes into social and learning about social media. And I'm just like, so much goes on this. And, like, I'm just like, yo, like, this could be there. Like, it's going to be a huge part of the future. And so, like, we hunt, fish, do all of that. So, like,
honey's our main thing.
So they're going to tell them to be able to. I want them to be able to fend for themselves, but I want them to be able to, like, conquer the digital world too. So, like, if they want
to
live,
you have to know that. You got at this day and age, you have to know how to do that.
So I want them to be able to go live off grid. I want them to be able to take over the modern world too, if they have to. So that's
If y'all handle it right, they're liable to have to just do this kind of stuff till they're about 18, then they can go live off the grid the rest of their life.
Exactly. That's the dream.
That would be my dream for them.
Yeah, we're all gonna live together on a camp or something.
Yeah,
they're gonna live off the grid, and if they want to keep on taking over, they can keep on.
Well, that's why, like, my studio and everything is called Raising Grace Studios. It's everybody gets stands for somewhere between Raising Hell and Amazing Grace, but it's also Raising Gracie, my daughter. And that's the right reason we do everything is because I want to hand this off to her one day, because this is like, whether it's this is the next form of media, regardless, working in social media, like, television's going to be phased out of television ads, commercials will be phased out eventually. Yeah. Radio ads will be phased out eventually. It'll be podcasts, because it's free speech. It'll be social media, because that's what people are attentive to. And you guys learning how at a young age how to do it, it's like you're getting a college degree already as kids. And you,
I'm a good editor.
Yeah. By the time y'all are teenagers, y'all are going to kill it.
He's a good drawer, and I'm a good editor.
Yeah, we all got the dream.
They're learning stuff they need to learn.
Absolutely. Well, even if they decide that this isn't what they want to do with their future when they get older, it is an actual skill to have.
Oh yeah. So, like, all of this, you almost hit the microphone. All of this is can be applied to other things, right? That's one thing that's been cool.
Well, real quick before we get off here, kids. If you had to say anything to an artist, if you wanted them to hear a message from you, that one at a time, if you wanted someone to hear you, because I'll clip them out for both of y'all. And if Little Man comes back around, we'll clip his out too. If y'all want to send one message to an artist, what would it be?
Hardy.
All right, what would you want to tell Hardy?
Yeah,
bring the Adam A. He wants to bring the flag on stage one day during God's country.
Hold on,
mine's to do the walkout with
Wallen. To do the walkout with
Wallen? They got some big dreams.
I don't think they're that unfeasible though. I really don't.
Oh yeah.
Now you're trying to get bigger and bigger.
Going to the Country Music Awards, like, has been like one of their dreams since before they even started.
I remember
videos.
When I was only 1 year old, I would sit in front of the TV and watch the people get awards and dance.
I promise y'all are not far from the CMAs. It's one person seeing it one time, and y'all will be at the CMAs. What about you? What do you want to tell Ernest?
Yeah.
What do you want to tell Ernest? I want to go on stage and say happy birthday.
He wants to go on stage for him to tell him happy birthday.
That is cool. Well, I'll tell you what.
Are you a bill?
Oh, now I got embarrassed.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Whenever we put this out, I'm going to clip that out, and we'll put it all over social media. That way, maybe they see it. Even though y'all have got to meet them already, maybe they'll see it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, can I tell y'all, thank y'all for hanging out with me for a little bit.
And Posty to sign the guitar.
I don't think you're going to have trouble with that. I think y'all just have been at the right place at the right time, because as nice as he is, and I'm going to send this episode to one of his friends when we get off here. And I'm going to see if I can help hook that up for you guys.
Thank you.
That's one thing that's really cool about the country music world, though, is, like, there's a lot of good people, you know, because, like, we haven't really had to, like, beg and, like, bother anybody too much. It's just like we kind of put it out there with people as don't jump too hard, but we just put it out there with people, and everybody's kind of connected. And like the next thing you know, we'll get a message from somebody, and we're getting to meet
songs in his head.
Yeah, we're getting to meet a new person and stuff, and it's just been really cool how like. Just from like getting the, like they connected with everybody.
Well,
like,
country music
they
is
really
about,
take care of each other, you know.
Country music really is about it's really about family, and you guys is really are the image of it. Like this, there's nothing cooler. Like if you are a country artist and you see the stuff that y'all do, anybody would want to work with you guys. Anybody should want to, and if they don't, they're morons because they don't know what they're missing. Yeah, I think anybody impersonating me is just the best thing ever. Like you guys doing the stuff that y'all do and having fun. Oh man. And it's marketing for them. It's you sharing their music in a different way than it's ever been shared. Nobody wouldn't want that. Nobody wouldn't want that.
Oh yeah. I'm about Nate though.
Nate is like one of
Nate and Bailey are
Nate's here.
Colby Cooper.
I'll get to see him this weekend.
Colby Cooper and I bet.
Yeah, Colby Cooper. He's they say he's their best friend because
like
they're just.
I not mean about all it is like.
Not like an artist friend. Yeah, like he's like real really, like a real friend,
he,
not just an artist.
He's that level now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
well,
we had a Colby Cooper. He real like a. Hey, mama.
Yeah. We had a show a couple weeks ago, and he said to our mom, he said, "Hey, mama."
That's cool. That's cool. Well, you tell him your new favorite podcast host is coming to his show this weekend, and he wants to meet him because I haven't met him yet. Yeah, I haven't met him.
He's awesome.
Will y'all do me a favor as we end the show? Will y'all, if I tell you what to say on how to close the show, will you do it?
Yeah,
Harper. I'll count it down with you guys. But will you say thank you for listening to the Josh Terry podcast? We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Y'all remember all that? Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry podcast.
That's all you got to say.
Catch you next time.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Okay.
Y'all practice it one time. We'll do it two times. Y'all ready? We'll do it on three. Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry podcast and say bye. You ready? One, two. It's herding cats. I love it. I love it. All right, we're going to do it on the count of three. One, two, three.
Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry podcast. Bye.
All right, let's do it one more time, and y'all be loud like you're trying to get on Mama and Daddy's nerves, okay? Like, be loud. You ready? One. I love it. We're going to count to three and do it again. Y'all ready? One, two, three.
Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry podcast.
Bye.
I love you guys. You guys are my new favorite. Well, thank y'all so much for doing the show. And I will talk to y'all soon, okay? Y'all can come back on the show whenever you want.
Maybe we'll have to come see him at his place next time.
Y'all can come anytime. I would love to have you guys.
If we end up getting a check, though, because nothing.
Yeah,
we're going to bring him in Nashville one day.
I'll tell you what, if y'all want, if we can line it up with Mom and Dad, how would y'all like to come help me host one of my writers' rounds in Nashville in front of a lot of artists?
Yeah, I know what that means, right?
Like where they're writing songs.
Yeah. So that's whenever the different songwriters come up and they kind of showcase some of their work. Y'all seen them, y'all just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, we'll get, I saw y'all had Trey Lewis on there. He's been on a bunch of them. That's one of my good friends.
He's awesome.
Dylan Marlowe and me kind of came up together. He's from Statesboro, Georgia. I'm from over here in Cochrane.
He's one of our favorites too.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a really good kid.
Oh, yeah.
We'll invite a bunch of the folks that you probably like and get them to play it. And I'll get you guys to help me go up there and read names and introduce people if y'all want to.
What?
Yeah.
Y'all want to do that?
That'd be cool.
They're like, tell us when and we'll be there.
I'll give y'all some dates for the rest of the year if y'all want to do it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, kids. Well, I'm going to let y'all get to bed. It's time for me to go to bed, too. I'm a little bit later than y'all. But thank y'all so much. And
thank you so much.
If y'all need anything, y'all please let us know.
All right. Bye. Man, appreciate you guys.
You're welcome. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bye. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.